This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan was right to agree to a domestic summit on the economy, but we ought to have an international summit, too. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the crash on Wall Street sent shockwaves through the Congress and the White House and produced new commitments all around to get serious about our massive twin deficits on the budget and foreign trade. President Reagan did the right thing by immediately scheduling a domestic economic summit with Congress. But the hole in the donut is the international economy, Bob. Wall Street can't save itself, and neither can Main Street. Unless our friends and allies in Europe, Japan, and the Third World cooperate more closely, the bottom will keep falling out and all of us will go down the tube together. Let's hope the new spirit of cooperation at home produces results on the budget and trade, Bob. But how about joining me in calling for an international economic summit, too?
Ted, I'll say it again. The federal deficit is public enemy number one. That's Bob Dole's message on Capitol Hill and on the 1988 campaign trail. And the American people are hearing it loud and clear. They're fed up with big taxers and big spenders. And they're mind-boggled that Uncle Sam is wasting $150 billion a year just to pay off the interest on the $2.4 trillion debt. But it will take tough choices, not just tough speeches, to get the job done. So it's time for leadership, time to send a signal around the world that America is finally ready to face up to the deficit. Ted, I've already called for an international summit, but the real action starts at home. It's too bad it took the stock market crash to wake you up, but if you're really ready to cut the deficit and cut spending, welcome aboard. This is Senator Bob Dole. Monday will be a very special day for me. I'm announcing for the presidency. So tune in on Monday to hear my farewell to you and Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.